This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, some somber news from NBC about Matt Lauer, and the details that just keep coming out are just frankly unbelievable, I guess. That's what I can say. It's just, wow, out of control. Hey, coming up in this hour, we're going to chat with my pal Sylvia Stern. She's an awesome, awesome poet. If you like poetry, you have got to get one of her books. It's called, they're a song, let me tell you. And we're going to talk to her about her latest creation, which I find fascinating. She talks about, in her poems, she talks about the stars and the moon and all the good things about looking up, I think, and there's no question, dancing with the moon and the stars. So that's coming up in a few here on ATN. All right, before we get there, how about the stock market? You want some good news first? Stock market, soar, baby. So if you have a 401k or, you know, I'm not a stockbroker, but I always say it's good to be diversified. The Dow went up 103 points. And it's close to a record, so it is a record. The U.S. economy picking up steam 3% over the last two quarters, and that's good news. And, you know, if you look at the economy, with the all-time high closing on Wednesday, there's a lot of momentum. You could ask any stockbroker about that. The Commerce Department released its second read on the third quarter, the GDP, which showed the economy expanded at an annualized rate of 3.3%. That number matches estimates and surpassed an initial read of 3.1. So that's good. So there's some good news for you, especially for those of you who are whittling away some money for retirement, hopefully, right? All right, so now let's get into these other stories that are just, again, sad and unbelievable. The Matt Lauer stuff, I mean, I shouldn't say it's unbelievable. It's just very, very sad. So he'd been with NBC for 20 years, and now you have multiple people that are coming out and saying that they're accusing him of some pretty horrific things. And you've got management saying that they weren't aware. They had no idea. You have a coworker saying that he gave her a sex toy. You have another one that says he pulled down his pants. I mean, I hate to be so descriptive, but this is what it is, right? So we're not hiding behind words, and this is out there everywhere. They say the worst is yet to come, and that he used, you know, he just really harassed a lot of people. Megyn Kelly, when she was asked about it, said she heard rumors. And then you had his coworker, Savannah Guthrie, saying she was heartbroken and, oh, boy, oh, boy. And a staffer came forward and said she was assaulted during the Olympics, allegedly. So, boy, NBC just immediately just bounced him. And this guy was making a ton of money. Just bounced him out. Boom. That's it. All right, let's dig around in Washington here for a second. How about this? You know, we've been hearing about the testimony, what's going to happen with Flynn, and the latest we have there, to keep you up to date on it, because we'd like to do that here on ATN, is that special counsel Robert Mueller's team has postponed a highly anticipated, of course, grand jury testimony linked to the investigation into Michael Flynn, because there's a lot of indications of a possible plea deal. There were other witnesses that were expected to be questioned pretty soon, including a public relations consultant hired by Flynn's lobbying firm. So now it seems like time is of the essence. And the grand jury testimony was postponed with no reason given. There could be many reasons for a delay. Of course, we know that. But you are thinking in your head, and I was thinking this plea bargain, right? Plea bargain, probably. Interviews conducted by the special counsel investigators have included a question about the business dealings of Flynn and his son, such as their firm's reporting of income from work overseas. So there's something there. And what the specifics of it, what we may hear of this plea bargain, and maybe it's not a plea bargain, I'm saying it could be, but it smells like it, feels like it, trust me, being around lawyers, this seems like it. Maybe it's not. Nukes and North Korea. We certainly couldn't talk about that like we did in the first hour and not talk about it again. All this boasting, all this stuff that's really going on, can North Korea really hit the East Coast? Can they really nuke D.C.? And that's a question you throw to the experts. What do scientists say? What do missile experts say? Can Kim Jong-un really hit the U.S.? Because he's claiming it. He's claiming that an intercontinental ballistic missile that's capable of reaching 8,100 miles, the longest distance the North has achieved during the years of development, right? That's D.C., they say, is about 6,800 miles away, so that's within range. That is scary if that's real. It is. The South Korean government estimates that Pyongyang is a year away from the total accomplishment of that with the warhead, etc. And you see what's going on here. And I think I've said this already in talking to experts. It's more than rhetoric, okay? So we're beyond that. So what do you do? What's the answer? Let me know what you think the answer is. Send it to me at americatonight.net. Click on contact. We're going to start an unofficial poll. What would you do in this situation with Kim Jong-un? What should President Bush do in this situation? What should he do? There's the big question for you, right? The other big question is what's going to happen on this tax showdown, and I think it's going to get really ugly. Obviously, it's ugly between the Democrats and the Republicans, but that's nothing new because they're on opposite sides of this. The Democrats are certainly seeing red, if you will, when it comes to elements of the tax, the proposed tax overhaul. I'll just call it an overhaul. It's not an overhaul. It's a bill. And I went through it in the first hour where I talked about, okay, this trigger situation and is it equitable and why there are Republicans who are saying that they can't vote for that. So are we going back to ground zero with it? Are we including triggers in it? Is there even enough votes for it? Nothing but questions serving up here on America Tonight for this. Just nothing. Because you still, I mean, Republicans are even polarizing among themselves. So will this go through? Went through a committee. Through a committee in a whole chamber is a different thing. Now they voted for the floor debate, so we're going to see days of floor debate. And by the end of the week, we may have the answer to that. All right, I want to give you some good news. We need some more good news. How about this? The only supermoon of 2017 will appear on Sunday night. They say bigger and brighter than a typical full moon. Supermoon was coined back in the 70s by an astrologer. And a supermoon can appear, as check this out, as big as 14% rather and 30% brighter when a full moon is at its farthest distance from the Earth. How cool is that? I've seen one before. It's been a long time now. The astronomical, that's not astronomical. It is astronomical. It is, I'm going to use that word. The term for a supermoon is a perigee Sinji, and I think it's Sinji. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. They say it's when the sun, moon, and earth are all aligned in a straight line. If I said that word incorrectly, I apologize to anybody who knows how to pronounce it correctly. I think I said it right, though. Clear skies in the east. You may see it in New England for all of our fans listening there in the Midwest and the Rockies and the Northwest. All right, stay with us. More to come on ATN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
All right, in honor of Cyber Monday, tis the time to announce a great giveaway we're doing here, thanks to Delta Vacations and DK Travel. So check this out. Yes, it's the gift of travel. There's going to be one grand prize trip, a Delta Vacation Package trip for two. Winners will get either a $3,000 voucher for a trip to Ireland or Italy or London, or $2,200 voucher for a trip to New York, depending on what trip is awarded. It'll cover airfare and hotel accommodations. Woohoo! Yeah, how about that? And they'll get a $100 gift card, a branded item from Delta Vacations, and a DK Eyewitness travel guide for the destination that they will be visiting. So if you go to the link that I'm about to give you, and I'm going to try to say this more and more because America Tonight is involved in this, travelwithdk.com, travelwithdk.com. And it is the gift of travel promotions. You'll see it, and you choose a destination. And, of course, now we're on London, but you can enter the other ones, too. So New York was 2 weeks ago, Ireland and London. You're eligible for all of those. You just fill it out. They're not going to spam you to death or anything weird like that. And plus, if you're the fifth person right now to send me, if I don't care when you're listening to this, you could be listening to a replay, you could be listening to it. I know a lot of people download it when they're on the train back east in the morning because you're in bed sleeping right now. Or you're listening to us on the fabulous West Coast in Palm Springs or wherever. Whenever you hear this, because if whoever the fifth person is on this one anyway, you'll win a copy of the book about London. So London Bridge is not falling down. In fact, it's doing well. So the DK Eyewitness Travel book will be yours. It's a guide that shows you what others only tell you, and it is very, very, very cool. So travelwithdk.com, travelwithdk.com. It'll take you to the place where you need to be. And I know I heard a jet somewhere in the background. Wasn't there a jet? Oh, put me that jet. I want to go to all those locations. We took this show to Ireland. It was incredible. I'm desperate to go back. And London and New York and, of course, Italy. How cool would that be? And someone will win. I don't know, but someone's going to win for sure. And maybe you'll be a winner of at least the book anyway. And if you enter, you have a chance to hit up one of those locations. And I just went to it, too. And it's super easy to fill it out. So they're not asking for your blood type and all this other ridiculous stuff. It's pretty easy. It's cool, too. They show you what things that you wouldn't normally see. So you're just putting in the usual stuff, you know, your name, blah, 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 and your city and that kind of stuff. And then they'll have the drawing. And I have a good feeling about this. This could be our big winner. So nobody's winning the Nail the Score promotion, but you could win something very cool from Delta Vacations or DK Travel. So there you go. Andy, I don't know about you, but doesn't it sound good to get away to one of those spots?
Definitely. I think I would probably go to Prague, which seems to be one of the choices.
Prague?
Yeah.
Oh, so Prague would be good. I didn't see that there. I see that the ones we have are London and Italy and all those places I mentioned, but isn't that interesting? Prague is a cool place, definitely. And I mean, any of those spots would be good, but London is this week is what they're really talking about. So Big Ben, Parliament Square, the London Eye, walking across the Tower Bridge.
I'm okay with that, too.
I am, too. I'm ready. They have those apps, too, where you can walk around and catch the history. And that's what I like about the whole Europe thing. And because I grew up in Philly, and so we had the American history there. I'm such a big fan of history and culture and understanding it all anyway. So there you go. Jump on it. And we're going to be doing that for the next couple of weeks. And so if you've heard me before, listen for it again. And if you, like I said, no matter what time of day you're hearing that, you can certainly go there and hit up the link. So do it and do it often because that would probably give you the chance to get in there and win. All right. Let's kind of crisscross in a couple of different areas. You know, we've been talking about, like I said, that harassment stuff, because every day there's something else that comes out, you know, whatever it might be. But what's happening across the pond since I brought it up? You know, what's interesting, the Pope is in a Harry Caray spot because Pope Francis is kind of in this diplomatic squeeze. He's the first Pope to visit Myanmar, and you know, what monks will say is that Buddhism is getting just ravaged. It's clearly under attack. So that puts him in a weird spot by going there. And he's the world's, as somebody said to me, though, he's the world's most high-profile Christian symbol you can possibly have. So he's going to be in this Buddhist country accused of some horrifying brutality against the Muslim minority that's there. So it's going to be a balancing act is what it's going to be. And it's what he's there to do. It's the humanitarian, diplomatic, religious questions, how to knock them down, all of that. I mean, that's, you know, even his own cardinal, I guess, advised him to steer clear of any of that, just to not have that message. But you know, this is not that kind of Pope. He's the kind of Pope that says and does what he believes. So I think you're not going to see that. And religion in that area, 89.9% Buddhist, so 45 million plus. And then Christians, it's like 3.2 million small. Islam, 1.2, you know, and you go from there, Hindi, etc. So that's going to dominate whatever he does. That's going to dominate those headlines there. And he's been this figurehead who hasn't had to walk that tight line, honestly, that much. But he certainly will there, no question about it. So we move from the Pope to batteries, would you believe? Because we're always talking about technology and innovation on the show. Elon Musk said he was going to help solve an energy problem in Australia, a crisis, really. So Tesla has fully installed the world's largest lithium-ion battery in South Australia. They teamed up with a French renewable energy firm and the local government to install the battery, which Musk says will deliver. They'll deliver within 100 days of signing a contract, or it would be free. And the battery needs to be operational. That means by early December to meet that deadline. So how about that? They say they have just worked so hard to make this happen. There's been so many energy shortages there. So it would restore power generated by a wind farm in South Australia and release it during these high times of massive demand, which means South Australia would be big in renewable energy if they have that kind of battery storage. And they'd they'd have to be in the top five, because who else can boast of that? So South Australia's population, what would it be? Somebody asked me this question. What do you think the population is? And I think I shot kind of high. I think I said 2 million. It's 1.7 million. They say people who suffer from power cuts and energy shortages. Like late last year, most of the state was left without power after a storm damaged transmission lines. And then there was another big blackout in February when there was the heat wave and the demand spiked. And so the outages there can last for a much longer time. It's not like someone drives down in a truck, poof, they fix it, and you're sweating it out for an hour. No, some of these really last ridiculously long, and so it's dangerous. And that's why Tesla offered to be in the middle of this and build that battery for Australia. And, of course, the more successful that is, the more people want the same thing. And imagine how big that would be for a lot of different places that could afford it anyway, what it would mean to them instead of having loss of control and scrambling around trying to meet the demands that are ridiculously high these days. I think Elon Musk is brilliant at that. What do people need, and how can I be innovative and provide that for him? He is that guy. All right, thanks so much to the dual tandem of Mackenzie Sutton and Andy, the lead dude, or one of them anyway, for me. I'm really trying to get his band on the map. So, and they are on the map, but even bigger. Besides his technical prowess, he's great on the stage as well. Stay with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome to the show, Sylvia Stern, and she's got another terrific book. In fact, when I went to see my family and the stars. And Sylvia, thanks so much as always for your patience and for joining us again on the show. We appreciate it.
Well, it's nice to be here again. Nice to talk with you, Kate.
You know, I mentioned this. I'm going to peel back the onion a little bit for people listening. I mentioned to Sylvia that my dad was a poet, and I really have a soft spot in my heart for poetry. I've tried to write it, and I'm okay at it. And I think Sylvia is excellent in the way she weaves her words and her thought patterns. And when you look at this book, one of the things that really jumped out to me for everybody listening is the fact that she talked about the moon, which has significance in my life, and I think many of yours. And also some really interesting poetry around, and you definitely like the elements and about rain, et cetera. What was it in putting this particular book together versus the other one? What is the biggest difference for you?
Well, I tried to gear it down to a more childlike level, although I've been told that some of this is not really little kids, you know, it'll appeal to more of a range of, a little higher range of ages. And the book, the cover of the book is perhaps a little babyish, more than it should be, because the poetry isn't for that young. But I think I try to get it down to a more childlike level since I was a grade school teacher, mainly second grade for a long time.
And you love and relate to the kids, I can tell. And we talked about that a little bit last time. When you coming up with the name for it, I'm always curious about that, Dancing with the Moon and the Stars. That has to be significant to you, right?
Well, you know, there's a poem in my other book, and then I'm dancing in the moonbeam in my adult book.
Mm-hmm.
And there is just, I have a love for fantasy. And in that book where I'm dancing in the moonbeam, and that's an adult book. And so this one just kind of, it came from that, I suppose, Dancing with the Moon and the Stars. Because I have one there where my feet were covered with stardust, and it's just the fantasy side of me. I like that, imagining something like that.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about that, and you talk about pulling that together, and this is what we talked about last time, and how you write a poem. Does it, what's your inspiration is obviously a lot of it has to do with outdoors, et cetera, and certain symbols. Was there something symbolic to you, specifically even about the moon?
Well, I don't know. You know, I think about the man on the moon, and you look for that face, and you look for the changes, and I'm a walker, and I walk at night in the dark. I walk in the morning before the sun comes up, and I'm looking at the moon when it's up in the sky, when the sun is taking it over. And I don't know if I can actually put that into words, but I really do enjoy things that happen in the sky. And that, to me, is the best video screen around. So.
Yeah, there was an Irish poet, I can't think of who it is off the top of my head. It might have even been the writer, James Joyce, who talked about you miss things when you don't look up. And, boy, is that true for what you just said. In looking at stars or the moon or what's out there, certainly by not looking up. And I think sometimes in the world we live in now, people, technology, we pay so much attention to what's right in front of us and we're so hurried. I think it's sadly, and that's one of the things that I really enjoy about your poetry, is people aren't enjoying nature enough. Do you think so? You were a teacher and then you retired and you've seen what's happening around you. Do you feel like that?
Well, I'm a country girl, of course, but nature means a lot to me. And I mean, as a kid, I was already walking outside in all season and all kinds of weather and all kinds of times of the day. And I continued that all my life. And I could walk on the same road, the same place, and I could discover different things in RL, or just kind of block it out in the movement of walking outside. Whenever I can't think of ideas, or I'm thinking of even for teaching, I'd get out on the road and go walking outside, and ideas would come to me. And it was just being outside and in the, and also, I enjoy technology for all the things it can do for me, but that won't replace all the other things that are out there in our world that we need to be a part of.
Right, I agree with you. Where technology is great, but then the other side of it is if you're not paying attention to, like we were just saying, looking up and seeing what's around you. I think it's kind of the idea of what nature can do, how it can refresh us. And I think that you've tapped into that for sure, and we've been talking about that. For you, I believe, and I'm speaking for you, and I'll ask you this, but does nature kind of revive you, make you feel, I don't know, sort of alive?
Oh, my goodness, yes. If I'm feeling blue or tired or something, I get out and take a walk. I mean, it definitely refreshes and revives me. It does both, calms me down. Yes, I need to be outside walking. And I've even been walking I remember one time I was out walking and it was snowing. It was really miserable. And a police car stopped me and he said, he thought I was running from some situation. I said, no, I said, I know I look crazy walking out here, but I love this. This is beautiful. He stopped me three times. So that's how serious I am.
That's a great story. Then you got stopped.
That was just a half a mile from my house, and I was out there, and it was terrible outside, and I was enjoying it all. So I guess I'm a little strange.
Exactly. So, obviously, your friends have read it. People around you have read it. What do they say? Because I think a lot of times we can't see what's in front of us. And I think you are seriously, not just because we're doing this interview, but I mentioned my background. And I think you are very gifted, Sylvia. Do your friends, when you wrote your books, were your friends, I don't know, were they, I don't want to use the word impressed, but were they excited for you? And did they enjoy reading your poetry?
I have some that are, and then some who just are not interested in poetry. So I can't say that it was a universal thing, but I do have some that are, that I send my poetry to, and they collect them, and I send them email, and they copy them and print them up. And I have some that say, oh, whenever you send one, send it along. And then I have one friend that I send it to, and she will critique it and say, oh, I think you need to work on this a little more. And I like that. So, But I wouldn't say all of my friends, because again, poetry is kind of a specialized interest, I guess.
I agree with you. We're speaking with Sylvia Stern, and we're talking about the book Dancing with the Moon and the Stars, her poetry. Of all the poems in that book, do you have a favorite among those?
Well, I remember you said you liked the Cold Winter Moon.
Yes. Right,
because you have the book. I like the I want to live in a blue house. My blue house is one. And I don't know why, because it's a fantasy. And still it's not. Because sometimes I'd like to live in a blue house, and it's in the country, and I'd have the clouds. My windows would be like the clouds, or if I could taste the sky, that is a favorite, one of my favorites. Imagine tasting parts of the sky. Now that is really fantasy. You know, flavors would change with the weather, like clouds would taste of whipped vanilla cream, sun would taste of hot melted butter, and the moon would be a ball of cheese, of course, and it goes on. And I like that imagination there. And then there is one, if you're a bubblegum blower, that I think is good, because it tells all the steps on how to blow a bubblegum, which I'm not good at all. And then it says how you must stuff your mouth with gum, and saying anything will give you trouble. And the picture that goes along, the pictures were not drawn by me, but that illustrates it pretty well. Pink is a scrumptious color is another one that I like. And if you lived in the land of pink, and yeah, I like colors too. I love color.
You know what? It's interesting you say that, because that's exactly, you're describing that obviously. And I think people are attracted to certain colors. Why you're talking about the blue house, and it's a fantasy, and I'd like to live in a blue house. And I think there is something magical about it, and there's something that we're attracted to with colors. And don't you think that we all have sort of different colors?
Oh, yes. And I am a green. I like green very much, because I like green and growing. And I live here in northern Wisconsin, of course, and that season is not long enough for me. But, certain colors make you feel a different way. Just like in my adult poet book, I wrote about the different feelings that blue gave me, and red, and the different emotions that it brought out in a person, or can, you know. So,
yeah.
And then I wrote a lot of color poetry there.
Absolutely. Would you say that that poetry, is it a lost art yet, or not appreciated fully right now?
I say it's not appreciated fully right now. That I would say, yes.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, and you know, Sylvia, you know this, because obviously you taught, and it doesn't matter, people listening to us in the country in a small spot, or you're in an urban area, there used to be so many poetry readings, didn't there?
There is. In Appleton, there is still a group that gets together, and they have poetry. There is some poetry. And they have a person who has published a poetry book, and they lead them in poetry writing and practicing. They still do some of that, yes. And Appleton is quite a bit bigger area. It's only 20 miles from here, and they do some of that.
Oh, well, that's good to know that for sure. Pick up the book. Do it today. Dancing with the Moon and the Stars. Sylvia Stern. It's such a great read. It is not just for kids, but kids would certainly enjoy it. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. You can get it anywhere where books are sold, anywhere. Amazon is a great place to get it too as well. Sylvia, thanks as always.
Thank you.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Friend. You remember that old song, Carol Channing? I think was the first one to do it. But regardless, I know you've heard the song. I don't care if you're 15 or if you're 80. So I like diamonds. I know some of you certainly have been shopping for diamonds, some of you guys that listen to this show. But how about pure grown diamonds? Have you heard about pure grown diamonds? And what does that mean? I think there's a confusion about what it means. And what's interesting is diamond production is going through the roof. They're talking about where it will actually scale up to. So it's perfect to have TJ Walker on with us. He's a spokesperson for Pure Grown Diamonds. And TJ, I guess that's the first question. If I say that to someone, they're like, oh, so that means pure grown, you must grow them in a lab. Am I right? How does that work?
Yes, they're grown in a laboratory. You start with a diamond seed, which is made of pure carbon. Mm. It's put in a greenhouse. It grows for 9 to 12 weeks, and then you cut the diamond, you polish it, you mount it, and it can get on your finger or your ear. It takes about 9 months from concept until you're wearing it. Here's the thing that I didn't even realize until I started working with the company. These are genuine diamonds. These are type 2A diamonds. Only 2% of all diamonds have that classification. So they're incredibly beautiful.
Yeah, you know, and when you, as what you just described, that process, what is the difference between a natural process, because that's going to be an obvious question, versus what you just described with the lab-grown process?
Well, there are a couple of big differences, but think of it this way. If someone gives you a beautiful lily or a beautiful rose, do you know if it was made in a greenhouse or in someone's backyard? They're both roses and lilies, and they can both be beautiful. So at some level, a diamond is a diamond. Now, there are some important differences. Number one, these are eco-grown, because the problem with mined diamonds, according to Frost and Sullivan, an international consulting firm, is there's 7 times the damage to the environment in a mined diamond. Think of mines and digging all the dirt, water, and air pollution. The other big issue, frankly, is all the social issues. Lab-grown diamonds are socially sustainable. A mined diamond, don't listen to me, listen to someone like Amnesty International. They've disclosed how so much of mined diamonds goes to fund civil wars, tyrants, child labor. Places like the Philippines, you have 11-year-olds forced to dive 60 feet deep with just a tube in their mouth, and kids die from this.
It's awful. It's awful. And I think a lot of people saw, you know, if you saw the movie, what was it called, Blood Diamonds, that whole story. I mean, I know it's a movie, but it brought out a lot of what you're talking about, where some people weren't realizing what was going on with the mined diamonds.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people are asking themselves, especially millennials, if you're trying to, you know, put a spotlight on it, major event in your life, starting a life, a marriage with someone, for example, why not do that with something that symbolizes love and peacefulness and something good for the environment, instead of something that involves destruction to the environment and destruction to people? The third big difference between mined diamonds and lab-grown diamonds is lab-grown diamonds are typically 30% less expensive, 30 to even 40%. So if you're getting a typical sort of one-carat engagement ring, a mined diamond might be $5,000. A lab-grown diamond is going to be more like $3,000. That's a couple thousand dollars more for a honeymoon or a down payment for a house or a car or any other big expense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's a big difference, because you think of the markup on mined diamonds. So here's another question some would ask, I would think. You know, my brother used to joke that he'd see some women with huge diamonds, and he said, you know, you could cut someone's cheek with that. But how durable are the lab-grown diamonds compared to the mined diamonds?
There is literally no difference, because, again, they're both genuine diamonds. It's 99.95% pure carbon. It's 99.9% devoid of nitrogen. If you take it to a jeweler or a gemologist and they look at it underneath one of those glass things, they cannot tell the difference. Again, think of it as someone brings you beautiful roses or beautiful lilies. Can you tell if it was grown in a greenhouse versus someone's backyard? Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. It's interesting, too, because I was sent some statistics on this, and there was a study, as you know, that was done by the PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and they talk about in this the production of lab-grown diamonds, and they say it's going to scale up to 20 million carats by 2030. You mentioned millennials. Is that part of the reason why?
Yes. Increasingly these days, millennials really don't want to be associated with something that's wildly destructive to the environment the way mined diamonds are. They don't really want their money going directly or indirectly to support tyrants, dictators, and child labor. So that's one of the huge attractions driving the increase in lab-grown diamonds and the pure-grown diamonds. The other factor, frankly, is just there's an increased world demand. People in China and the rest of the world see the United States, and they see old Elizabeth Taylor movies and new movies, too, and people like diamonds. And as
Yeah. With the with the lab grown diamonds, is it still the same thing where I can shop? Okay, it's already been grown and I'm just shopping what kind of cut I want, what kind of clarity and color and what you would normally do with diamonds?
Sure. These come in brilliant and emerald cuts, princess cuts. They come in fancy pink, bright yellow, colorless, or white. And the best thing is to just go to a local jeweler you know and respect, and they, if they don't have pure-grown diamonds, they can get them for you. If you want to make sure before you start driving around town, you can always go to puregrowndiamonds.com and type in your address, and the website will tell you the closest jeweler to where you live that carries lab-grown and pure-grown diamonds.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. Have you ever, I think it'd be cool to see it go from to be in that lab, frankly, and to see it go from when it's being grown to the end product. I mean, that would be neat to watch that process. Have you seen the process?
I haven't, but again, we're talking about, the whole process is about 9 months long.
Yeah.
Process in the greenhouse is 9 to 12 weeks. So
wow.
The process is interesting. As far as looking at any one second, it's, it is a slow process.
Yeah, slow process, but it has to be really cool to see that. All right, we're going to get the show somewhere where we can get near watching the diamonds grow. I think that would be a whole lot of fun. Do you have a favorite cut of diamond? Princess cut, right?
I have purchased princess cut and brilliant cut myself.
I know, it's so complicated. All right, a lot of fun. TJ, thanks so much, TJ Walker.
Thank
you. Appreciate it. Wow, interesting talking to TJ about it. I know, I'm fascinated by this whole process. You heard me mention to him how I'd love to see the process from the very beginning. I mean, in my head, it's like planting carrots, like planting something in this lab, watching it grow, and then, as he said, the whole greenhouse part. I think the significance here is the key things he said. Younger people want nothing to do with the mined diamonds, and that means a lot of what Amnesty International did, that movie Blood Diamond, the awareness of what was happening really is starting to hit home with some people. And you talk about the demand for diamonds by 2030 to be 221 million carats. That's pretty big, and how much of that is we're talking about that's going to be grown is so interesting. And I think that this will just continue to ratchet up. I mean, I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger by comparison. And again, especially when you talk about the whole mine diamonds thing versus that very cool, very 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 cool thing of lab-grown diamonds that are exactly the same. So there's no difference whatsoever between the two. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.